Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. And today I wanted to share some information with you. It's kind of weird that I have to share this, but I keep seeing the mainstream media get this wrong. And what I'm referring to is the fact that Donnie Dump is not going on trial on April 15th for hush money. It turns out that a hush money payment is not illegal, okay? If two or more consenting parties wish to exchange money for silence, which is basically what hush money is, they can do that. There's no law against it. Now, you might think about bribery. That's a different thing. Bribery is only bribery because the exchange of money is illegal in a particular context. But in the context of paying someone for their silence, it's not illegal. What Dump is going to trial for is, well, there's two things. It is falsifying business records and election interference. So how does this all break down? In the case of falsifying business records, he basically tried to cover up what the payments that he made were for, and there are laws against that, right? And the other thing is election interference, because what he paid Stormy Daniels to cover up is information that Dump felt would have hurt him in the 2016 election. Yeah, that's how far back this goes, right? So to put it in more context, if you go back to 2016, the Access Hollywood tape had come out where we heard Dump bragging that when you're a celebrity, you could grab women by the pussy and they let you. And, you know, personally, I thought he was just lying, and because that's what he does. But then we later found out that that's exactly what he did to E. Jean Carroll, and that likely might be what he was referring to in that tape. But his polls took a real hit. His poll numbers took a real hit when that Access Hollywood tape came out. So what he decided was, well, I've got these two women out here. I know everybody always talks about Stormy Daniels exclusively, but there's also Karen McDougal. And what's interesting is Karen McDougal actually got paid more money than Stormy Daniels. So it was $130,000 to Stormy Daniels and $150,000 to Karen McDougal. And both for the same purpose. He was paying them for their silence. And what that all means is that when people were deciding on who to vote for in 2016, they didn't have all of the information because Dump interfered with the election, allegedly. Although, of course, we know, right? But legally, I have to say allegedly. But by June of this year, I anticipate fully being able to refer to him as a convicted felon, because Alvin Bragg has a truckload of evidence against him, including Michael Cohen, formerly Dump's lawyer, and the one who actually made the payments and was reimbursed by Dump for the payments. Michael went to jail for this. So if you get convicted and go to jail for doing something for someone, I suppose that the person you did it for needs to be in jail as well. So whether Dump sees jail, that's another story, but I'm feeling pretty hopeful about that because the judge presiding over this probably has no compassion for Dump whatsoever, since Dump has threatened his daughter. Pretty dumb move to make. Even the mob doesn't threaten the judge's family because they understand that the judge has their life in his hands. And so once Donnie is convicted, Juan Merchan, the judge, is going to decide what his sentence is going to be. And he's going to decide whether these penalties, and again, just for a little bit of legal context, What Dump is being accused of in both cases are E felonies, and level E felonies are the lowest level of felony. But I believe that they carry 4 years in jail. However, there are 34 counts. So if the judge really wants to be brutal, instead of sentencing Dump concurrently, he can sentence him consecutively. That's brutal. All right. But even 4 years in jail, if he gets convicted of 4 years in jail, that's just devastating. And we already know, according to surveys, that 50% of Republicans say that if Dump is convicted of just one crime, they will not vote for him. 50%, even if that number is 90% wrong, Dump cannot afford to lose voters. He lost to Joe Biden by over 7 million votes in 2020, and he's got to make up that gulf. And how can you do that if you're losing support? So anyway, I'm digressing a little bit, but I just wanted to put this trial in context because the mainstream media, everywhere I look, keeps calling it the hush money trial. It's not. It's business records and election interference. That's all for now, folks. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.